Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Within, which was about relationships and
dealing with, you know, possessiveness and controlling, and that goes on within a relationship, and, you know, about getting out of it or trying to work it out or seeing if the person will change. But if you miss it, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com /Rockefellers and then click on the episode that you missed and check that out. And any type of comments and stuff that you want or may have, feel free to leave them up under that particular episode. Today's topic, I'm going to break it up into two parts. First hour, we're going to talk about sexual preference. And the second half, we're going to talk about masculine versus feminine. The first hour, we're going to be talking about sexual preference. And just so, you know, people can understand, I don't mean as in straight, gay, bisexual, transgender, what have you. Meaning when I say sexual preference, or I don't want to say sexual position, because motherfuckers are going to be thinking, oh, well, I like missionary or dog style. So, and I noticed that because even like when I have the model applications, people, they get confused as far as when you say sexual preference and, you know, sexual orientation, they still don't get it. So no matter how you put it, it's still get it mixed up. But we're going to be talking about this thing that's been going on for a while, because I'm going to tell you, when I first, you know, came out and started messing around with guys, it was always top, versatiles, and bottoms. Then, over the next, I don't know, actually, when I moved to Atlanta in 2005, I believe, that's when I started hearing the term, this versatile top and versatile bottoms. And it just lost me, because I'm like, okay, what the fuck? What happened? You know, it was simple once, and then it got complicated, in my personal opinion, because it just became, I don't know, all these different options and shit just come out, you know, and I don't know. I don't think I'll ever understand it. I mean, I'm not going to say it has anything to do with me, you know, just being a top and not understanding what people go through that, you know, get fucked, or being understanding at what being a bottom is, but then fucking. I mean, I'm going to just be just blunt. I mean, top's a top. That's clearly said. You fuck. There's no possibilities of you ever getting fucked. There's no possibility of you ever being top by somebody else. Versatile. Those that like to fuck and get fucked. You know, it doesn't matter how often you do it. Even if you do it one time every 5 or 10 years, to me, you're still versatile, because you've been fucked or you've had the thought of getting fucked. Then bottoms. Well, that's self-explanatory. I mean, bottoms, we know they're taking it. You know what I'm saying? They're doing that ass game. They're working it. They're making it happen. And with most bottoms, I mean, they enjoy. Now, there are bottoms I know that enjoy certain things, that like getting head and stuff like that. But you cannot ever ask a true bottom to fuck you, because they're going to look at you like you're crazy. And then they're probably going to be turned off because of the simple fact that you asked them. The number to call in, if you have something to say about this topic, because I'm not done talking about this. It's ludicrous. Number is 347-826-7041. Now, from what I've unfortunately learned when dealing with a versatile top, and I actually got to a heated discussion with somebody a while back, here in St. Louis, is that a versatile top is someone, can't believe I'm actually putting out the excuse for it, well, what it is. Well, a versatile top, from what I've been told, is someone that may bottom for certain people, or they don't bottom at all, or they bottom, but they prefer the top. Okay. I don't understand. Okay, you said versatile top.
I don't know.
I was just saying so that way you can, your voice can.
I think it's that falls in correct. Like, there's different ways, like, people refer to it as, though.
I mean, I don't even think that looking at it in a reference of the word, the term has been created. I'm not saying get rid of it. I'm not saying that, fuck it. I guess I am saying it because it doesn't make sense. it doesn't make sense to me. It's okay. You're versatile top, and you're going to only, the only time that you will top or the only time that you'll bottom is if you're in a relationship. Or some guy may sit up and say, well, God told me, he said, no, I'm versatile top, you know, because the only time I bottom was one time. And, you know, that was for the person I was with. And I'll, never let nobody do that again. Okay, let me use that in a comparison with something else. We get a female, never had sex before. Okay, so she's a virgin, right? She says that and says, okay, well, I'm not having sex till I'm married, right? So she goes off, fucking gets married, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She has sex. Guess what? She's not a virgin no more. Oh, damn. You know, 3 years later, the marriage isn't working out right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, damn. Okay, so you done got fucked already. So your virginity is gone. So the next guy that you get with, are you going to make him wait? Well, that's something personally she's going to deal with. That's another show. But so now she gets with the next person. I'm assuming she's not going to make him wait because of the simple fact that her virginity is gone. She can never get that back.
Mm-hmm.
Once that is broken, it's broken. You're not gluing that back together. You're not sticking no certain type. They don't make things that you could put in there to make it seem like you're a virgin again. You know, once that puts broken into, it's broken into. That's it. Nothing else said or to be done. As a person or a guy that's versatile, or you just hovering all over the damn place, you tired, sit your ass up. The a person that sits up and there's a versatile top, so they say, it's like you were a top and then you got done. You know, you got screwed or fucked. So you try to, you're no longer a top, but yet you're a versatile top because I got screwed. So now I'm a versatile top. But that's two words. Like, I mean, I don't know if that even it doesn't sound right to me. It's still confusing because.
So do you still consider like tops that
they're not a top if you get fucked?
Like even for the first time.
You got fucked.
I mean, but I think there's like, there should be an understanding, like, if you get fucked.
There is an understanding. Once you get fucked, you're versatile. Period. pointblank.com.
But what because if you don't like it?
Then you still got fucked. You may not like it from that person. You probably didn't enjoy it. But the thought of you doing it, okay. The thought of you doing it, just your curiosity. You know what I'm saying? And I've talked to people that are very analytical about this kind of stuff. I've never thought about it, mm-hmm. Never wanted to try it, ever. Now I've been in instances where people have tried me. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean they didn't got a head in. I don't mean nothing like that. I mean mm-hmm. They would sit there and be like, "What are you humping for?" Nothing's gonna happen.
Right.
That's not. You know, not going to happen. And I appreciate the people. I want to say what's up to Jason Pitts and Unfrilly, my boy, coming back into the chat room. I'm going to try my best to, make sure I monitor what you all are saying so I can let people know. Chat room as well. If not, you can log into the chat as well and participate, as well as calling in 347-826-7041. To what Jason Pitts said in the chat room, shortly, but you know, I mean, I don't know because, okay, so what? You get so
I
no, I mean, what's that going to change? Okay, that person that did you, is going to know that they did you, and then they're going to go into how the gay community works. You can't just stop at one. You have to tell everybody what you did. You know, so, I mean, there are even instances in the porn stars that are in the industry that have been topped. You think they're still a top now? Now, theirs has been put publicly for everybody to see across the world web. Do you think do you think if you ask you a top bottom reversal and they tell you a top, are you fucking kidding me? I just saw you get slayed by three people.
Ooh.
And you call yourself, you know, and then now some of them may not do that. They may not actually sit up and say, yeah, they're top, because they know what they did.
Right.
You know, they know that they, you know, got screwed. But I'm just speaking in general. It's not to point out anybody or talk about anybody, but this whole versatile, these additional labels. I mean, it's already you got the labels to begin with, which goes to what Jason Pitt said in the chat room. Black gay people have way too many labels. It's all too confusing. Just do what you do. If you like something, do it. If you don't do it. Which is, I would go for that. I would say that, you know, if these labels weren't created, but we all know the way that this world works, there's nothing in this world that doesn't have a label on it.
Right.
Whether it's a brand or the type of product that it is, all the way down from a damn pack of condoms up to a flat screen TV to a car, everything's got a label. You know what I'm saying? If they could put a label on the sky, they put a label on that says sky, you know, so people would know that's what it is. I mean, I don't think that even if that's not going to take away your manhood, if you are a top and you just happen to, you know, let somebody inside you and do that, do their thing, that doesn't make you any less of a man than you were before they did it. I'm thinking
a lot of people think that, though.
Well, if that's what it is, that's what I'm saying. That comes off as a reason to try to hold on to that title as being a top. It's going back to late. Stop worrying about what the, you know, and just, okay, you did it, so what? You know, there's no bad about being versatile. If you're going to worry about something, you know, that people are really tripping off of, then you're gay, okay? You got people that don't like homosexuals. You worry about if you're a top or not. You know what I'm saying? Once they find out, if they're not interested in you, they're going to be interested to begin with. So you got the versatile tops, and you got the versatile bottoms. Now, the versatile bottoms, they say the same thing. I mean, they sound like it's like you flip over and it's like a coin with the same side on both sides. Okay, they say the same thing except for, well, so what are you? Are you top, bottom, versus on bottom? Well, I'm versus. Okay. I said, so what does that mean? Well, it means I'll do it if I have to, or sometimes I feel like it, but I mostly bottom. But that's the same thing as being versatile. Because if you're versatile, it says it for itself, if you're versatile, that means if you feel like topping more, then you're going to top more. Then there's going to come a moment when you want to bottom, then you're going to bottom more. But the overall, you still fuck and you get fucked and you're versatile. Instead of saying versatile top or versatile bottom, even though it's used a lot, it still doesn't sound right. Going back into the chat room, I'm reading what one of our chat members, Umph, really said. One time trying, let me go back up. He said, one time trying a different, does that make you versatile? If a bottom pokes someone's ass, he's just a bottom that left titty prints on someone's back. Okay. I said that's the problem. People feel they need to classify themselves in order to validate their masculinity, which is true. Jason Pitts also said that the problem is there's a stigma attached to bottoming. Somehow people, there is a perception of you being less of a man. But see, and the stigma is creating your own community. And the thing about it is within that, we people in the gay community need to stop worrying about what other people say. If you're concerned about what people is saying about you bottoming, then stop bottoming. Stop having sex. You know, why do what you do?
Right.
You know, that kind of goes into with doing porn. If you're going to give a damn about somebody says what you do, then don't do it. Because Then at that point, you're no longer living your life for you. You're doing it for other people. You're doing it because you care what other people say. And that's what I look at. When I hear someone sit up and say versatile top, versatile bottom, okay, I get it. You You don't bottom as much, but you will bottom. Versus bottoms, I get it. You don't top as much, but you will top if you had to or that you wanted to. It's nothing to sit up and beat yourself up about thinking that you're going to lose. Because at the end of the day, I mean, if you're a man, you're a man. You know, you have a dick between your legs. It's not going to change. You know, you're still a man. Even if you dress up as a drag or, you know, now if you're a transsexual and you actually go through the whole process, until something changes between the legs, you're still going to be classified as a man, because you know that that when you look at certain forms and applications, there's only two spots, male or female. So until you get something changed on your body that changes it otherwise, it's still there. You know, so you could be the most masculine, and that's going to be in the next hour that we're going to talk about it, but you're still a man.
Well, honestly, like, being verse also affects, you know, well, a lot of verse people, like, it really affects them because a lot of bottoms won't be taught by versatiles, only pure tops. And that's why a lot of them, like, try to label themselves as tops still or verse tops because...
But that's the bottom's choice. But they won't know if the guy don't tell them what they are.
But you know they're gonna ask them.
But it's a late. If they go and if he tells them that he's versatile, then that's just his fault. Especially if he doesn't ask questions to his bottom, because most bottoms that have telling them say, "Are you a top? Or what are you versatile?" Say, "Oh, okay, well I don't do versatile. I just want fully tops." You know, it start that separation shit again, which is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I talked to one guy before. And he was just saying, I'm, you know, like you said, I'm just me. I do what I feel at the time. Well, just, I get from that, then, hey, that's versatile. Because he's up for anything. Clifford said, Clifford Barnett in the chat room said, I know bottoms that are more manly than some of the so-called tops. It's true. I'm not going to lie. I ran into dudes that I've set up and looked at, and he set up and said that, you know, hey, I want to model for Rockefeller. I was like, okay, so cool. Are you top, bottom, versatile? And he says, top. And I just looked at him like, dude, yo, kid, check this out. You know, we're going to have to work on this because I can't say that I know anybody that's going to let you. I'm not going to let you climb nobody back on film, because I know, and this is different in the porn realm, people are going to look at that. It's not going to be a good turn on. It's not going to be a good look if they see this. Totally, like Clifford said, that you get a bottom that's more masculine than a top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then again, it depends on what you like. But in porn, it's not going to work. You know, but I've seen people do it, and they say things like that, and they're like, okay, well, what did you do when you have, for instance, I known that if you sit up and ask, you got a top that acts a versatile top. You know, so what you like to do? Oh, blah, 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 this and that. Okay, but on your thing, it says you're versatile top, so you don't get fucked. No, I get hit. Well, why do you have that? Why don't you just say you're top? Why do you have versatile top? Well, then it goes to the whole thing. They only bottom for certain people.
Well,
you know, which makes sense, because when people do model applications, you know, it just says you top, bottom, or versatile. I don't even have the option to say versatile top or versatile bottom. You know, they just put top, bottom, or I don't need that extraness. You know, it's already enough to just deal with top, bottom, or versatile, but I don't need the extra stuff about that, you know. And let me step real quick to the chat room. Unfruity said, why do versatiles state on the gay sites that they don't want, quote, no total bottom, unquote? If you're versatile, it shouldn't matter. True. What the fuck is a total bottom? Why can't you just say bottom? Why can't you just say bottom? Because it's total bottom. What is that? Does that mean you don't get your dick sucked, you don't want it touched, all you just want to be fucked and nothing else? That's just it.
That's why preferences, I don't, for the most part, I don't really believe in them, because a lot of tops, well, that claim they're tops, if you BGC, for Adam, or anything, like, if you meet them in person, they'd be like, oh, I want you to, you know, top me. It turns into complete bottoms, and it's vice versa with bottoms, too.
Well, even now, especially within chat sites, you can't even go believe half the shit that you see in those profiles, you know, because when you meet them, it's you know, probably going to not be what you expected anyway.
Right.
I remember back in the day, you know, when I used to be on those and meeting people, it's just like, you want to do what? I would rather you told me that you're, you know, you're a top, but you thought about, you know, being versatile than sit up and say, no, I'm a top, but I want you to do me. Then, buddy boy, you're not a top. That's, and I know it's a little far-fetched and extreme, but if you, if you plan on killing somebody or fighting somebody, I'll say you plan on fighting somebody, and you, and you thought about doing it, and you actually did it. Okay, then you did it. You thought that out. You knew that you were going to do it. You had intentions on doing it. You know what I'm saying? That's like a top and sit up and probably think about what it would be like, but never act on it. But he, that thought is still in his head. It, it ran across his mind. I've never thought about it. People sit there and ask me, I know you. No, I could care less what it feels like. I know what it feels like when I'm doing it. So I don't have the desire. I have not, in from the age of fucking 17 or 18, you know, when I even stepped into the realm of wanting to mess around with dudes, it's never ran across my mind as to wanting to be topped. And one of my friends actually got to work with Inception Pride. And when we take a break, I'm going to see if I can get in contact with them to have them come on the show, because he made a very good point about how that kind of stuff works. And he had a good theory about it. So really ask me if there's a rock you have never had pipe in you in the none, ever, not, never, never. If I could, look, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to go ahead and type it in here inside the chat room so you can see. Never. Okay. I'll type that out with and in caps with exclamation marks after it. Never. And if not, there's nothing wrong with it. That's why I want people need to be comfortable with who they are and what they do. Excuse me. Because if you have a problem with it, then that you probably got a bunch of other little issues going on that you have a problem dealing with, you know. But you gotta also think about that those that sit up, like, especially in a person's relationship, you sit up and I'm sorry, real quick before I say this, Jason, he has a question. Would you prefer a masculine bottom or feminine bottom? That's going to be probably more for the next segment, but since you asked it right now, I guess I'm going to go ahead and answer it, and then we're going to take a break. Master's question from Jason Pitts, he asked, would I prefer a masculine bottom? I prefer a man that knows how to have sex. I don't want an extreme femboy, queen, with that carries a purse and paints their nails and stuff like that. I have nothing against them. That's just not my type. You know, when I meet them, you know, they're real cool people. They're down to earth. They're gay. They're homosexuals just like me. So I'm not going to treat them any different. But everybody is entitled to their preference of person that they like to perform with sexually. So it's not a thing of downing people that are femme queens or paint their nails and carry purses, because I have nothing but love for y'all, nothing but love. But as far as my personal preference and when it comes into the bedroom, no, I don't want someone that's being like a woman, because then I'm losing, it makes me lose touch with the desire to be with another man, because now you're beginning to be like a woman. It's like, I might as well go fuck a female if I'm going to do that. That's the purpose of being bisexual. I don't want a man that's trying to be a woman. I want a man that's going to be a man. I mean, you don't have to be totally masculine like me. You don't have to be, you can be in between. You can be a little femme, but there's nothing wrong with that, because if I'm liking you, I'm liking you for your personality and who you are, except for the part when you start carrying a purse. Then we got a problem. But once again, and I'm going to talk about this boy pussy shit too.
Oh,
when we come
God.
Back on here. 347-826-7041. This is Rockefeller's Radio. We come back, we're going to get into that, finishing up talking about what we're talking about. So I want y'all to make sure y'all stay tuned in.
Put your number twos in the air if you did it on them. bitches is my sons. And I'ma go and get some bips for them. A couple formulas, little pretty lids on them. If I had a dick, I would pull it out and piss on them. Let me shake it off. I just signed a couple deals, I might break you off. And we ain't making up, I don't need a mediator. Just let them bums blow steam. Radiator.
That was an earthquake thing.
This stone is flawless. F1. I keep shooters up top in the F1. A lot of bad bitches begging me to F1. But I'ma eat them rat bitches when the chef come. Throw some fresh ones. More talent than my motherfucking left thumb. She ain't a Nicki fan, then the bitch deaf dumb. You ain't my son, you my motherfucking stepson.
I don't know what that way looks like.
All these bitches is my sons. And I ain't talking about Phoenix. Bitch, I get money, so I do's what I pleases. I live where the motherfucking pools and the trees is. Broke bitch is so crusty.
Disgusting.
Gator bitch a ride, got the continental dusty. Trust me, I keep a couple hundred in the dusty. Couple wet wipes, case a bum try to touch me. Ew. I'm the Terminator. Bitch talk slick, I'ma have to Terminator. These little nappy headed hoes need a Permanator. You my seed, I spray you with the Germinator. Move back, bug. Matter of fact, you know the queen could use a back rub. If you could turn back time, share. You used to be here, now you're gone, near.
You nappy headed son of bitches. I'm a doctor.
I don't care what nobody say. I still get lost in all this shit. Because now I was sitting there looking in the chat room and they're like, okay, they said, and I don't know. I mean, maybe somebody can answer the question. Trainers are fem tops, right? I don't know. I do not know. If they fucking, I guess, does that make them? Does that make them a top because it's still a dude? Because they still got a dick? They're still a top. I would even classify them as a fem top. Well, I would still call them a top because I don't use that terminology. What the fuck? Like it's contagious, you know, a femme top and a femme bottom. So what's next? You know, what is your sexual preference? You know, I don't understand it. You know, I ask people all the time, and I think some people catch that. They see that, and I don't even think I'm being slick when they sit up and do the model application. You know, instead of say, right. So again, that's a new guy. Are you top, bottom, versatile? How do you like? Do you like to fuck? Do you like to get fucked? Or you can do either or. And they'll be like, and this is where I catch them. Like, oh, I'm top. I'm like, well, that's funny because, and I'm only asking, are you sure? Because on XTube, yes, you play with your dick, but on XTube, you turn around, you're bouncing your ass cheeks left. I mean, there are tops that are dancers that can do that. Let me finish, though. I'm going to explain myself why I'm about to say what I'm going to say. Because I know tops are the strippers, and they do that kind of stuff. But when, like Stewie said, you take your index finger and stick your finger inside your ass.
Hold on.
You know, it's different when you start to play with your ass. I don't mean just the outside, okay? Let me finish. When you stick it in and you're playing with your ass.
I have a question for you.
That's what?
my question is, what do you feel about the straight dudes, they're not gay, that like the women to stick their finger in their ass while they're...
I mean, people explore different sexual things all the time.
So
I'm not going to say... I can't really say... What? Maybe they're going through identity crisis. maybe they're trying to decide if they're going to like having something stuck in their ass. Because that doesn't, and to me, in that case, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not straight. Maybe that's just, you know, things that him and his fiance, wife, girlfriend would have liked to try to explore, you know, eating ass. There's nothing wrong with getting your ass eaten. I don't do it. I like to do it to other people.
So does a top getting his ass ate make him averse?
No, I don't. That's all oral. That's all foreplay. There's just tops that don't like it. Like me, you're not going to go there. There was one DVD that I was in that happened, and it only happened only in another instance where it happened online on a video stream. Back when I was in a partnership with FlavorWorks, there was a scene that me and my ex did when we was in the shower, and, you know, he ate my ass. But if you look at the video, I wasn't moving all into it. I'm just saying, like, okay, let's hurry this shit up because I'm not – it does nothing to me. If anything, it makes my dick a limp because I don't get off on that, you know, and that's just – that's how my body reacts to it. You know, that's not something that turns me on. People may sit up and talk about how they like to see it. I am a top. I'm not saying that those that are tops that get their ass eaten are any less of a top than I am. You know, I don't look at it like that. I'm just saying I'm a top that do not like his ass eaten. I'm a top that likes to kiss. I'm a top that loves to eat ass. I'm a top that loves to suck dick. I'm a top that loves to do a lot of foreplay. You know, I will make it exciting. I'm a top that if I'm fucking you, I don't mind you grabbing my ass because if that's what turns you on, that's what turns you on. I know it's back there. A lot of people hit me up and say, you're a top. But one thing, so everybody knows this, that will annoy the fuck out of me is do not continuously ask me about would I get fucked or you know you got a fat ass, you should go ahead. Don't do that. I mean, on a serious tip, I know it sounds funny, but you got to think that there's a lot of other porn stars out here that you may talk to or try to talk to because they won't give you the time of day. But when you get the conversation from a particular porn star that you thought you wouldn't get, don't be disrespectful and start saying things that's rude. To me, that's rude. You know, okay, if I was someone that wasn't in the industry and a fan of a porn star, one thing I'm not going to do. I'm not going to ask him, when are you going to let me fuck you? When I know he's a top. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna ask a regular top that. That's just wrong. Disrespectful. Don't do it. You know, I'm not gonna ask him anything that's gonna make him uncomfortable in his element and what he does.
I'm guilty.
Well,
guilty. I'm guilty of doing that. Oh. But you know what? It doesn't fail all the time. Like,
well, people do it. They do it. When I sit up and it's also understanding and respecting what a person is. If you meet somebody and you're a top and he doesn't talk about anything, you know, about even giving you a hint that he's willing to go, don't be rude and be like, hey, I'm going to ask him anyway because I know you're a top, but I'm going to try him.
But that's not necessarily like being disrespectful. That's just, you know, asking a question. You're not being ignorant about it.
It's a stupid question. Why ask something you know?
You don't know, because nowadays.
You know what he tells you. And the only thing that you can go sometimes is based on what someone tells you. Even if somebody has told you they did, but when you talk to them and they say, oh, I'm going to switch it. I'm going to stop talking about top. If a person comes to you and they say, on my bottom, I don't want to fuck you. I don't fuck people. So you're asking me to step outside of my element, and I don't want to do that. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. We're going to take a small break, and then we're going to come right back and take the caller that we have online. So don't go anywhere. This conversation is going to continue. And then in the next half hour, we're going to switch into our next segment, a masculine versus feminine.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Rock. As I always start, I just want to come and let you know that Pride in Session Pride in North Carolina, Fayetteville, has already been set and planned. Going out, hang out, kick it with us. The whole weekend has been planned by the Inception crew from Thursday all the way up until Sunday, probably even Monday morning. You got to come hang out with me and the other Rockefellers, Hoodie LaVey, Chai Kid, Big Red, Mikhail Race. We're even going to have some new people, Stacks, that's going to be hanging out with us. We definitely got some more new models that's going to be hanging out with us. Inception definitely has a weekend planned out. There's an ultimate wet pool party going on, as well as a best body contest. They're also going to have an all-comedy show, a pajama jammy jam, an all-white throwback party. That's going to be something you definitely got to check out. There's even going to be an all-night party dedicated to the Rockefellers Entertainment Crew, which is going to take place on Saturday night, starting at 11 p.m. to 4 a.m., and it's called the Exit to Eden Mega Party. That's right, dedicated only to one and only Rockefellers Entertainment, but that doesn't end the weekend. It's also kickoff into Sunday. So we're going to be there. Want to make sure you be there. Make sure you check out the website. That's www.owt-rage-us.com. That is outrageus.com. Make sure you put in the dashes or the hyphens, however you want to call it. Check out the information on the Inception Kickoff Ball, the Eagles War Ball, the event passage. Make sure you check that out to find out what the prices are, because you're going to have to come out and kick it with us. And if you don't know where you stand, I'll tell you where I'm going to be at. I'm going to be at the Embassy Hotel. I'm checking this out right now. From looking at the website, they got all kind of stuff on here. The rooms is going to be high. They got a swimming pool. They even have a party bus. So when you come, you're definitely going to have a way to get around. So make sure you check it out. Come and show Rockefellers Entertainment some love. There's going to be DVD giveaways and all kind of shit. So the best way to do it, remember, August 23rd through August 25th, Inception Pride, Fayetteville, North Carolina. Be there.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
All right, we are back. We are back. And gosh damn it, we are back. This is some shit. People that are just tuning in, we're talking about in this half of the next 18 minutes that we have, we're talking about sexual preference, versatile tops, versatiles, bottoms, versatile bottoms. And then after talking to people in the chat room, we now have fem tops, fem bottoms, and, you know, it just, the list continues with these labels. I swear I'm going to need to buy me a fucking label maker. And that way, you know, with some of the models I get, I'm going to have to put labels on them so they can see them, so people can see them visually. You know, if they're a top, I'm going to put it on their, or right over their dick. It's going to say top. so they know. If it's going to say bottom, it's going to be on their back over their ass. If it's the versatile top, yeah, I don't know how I'm going to do that. Because if I put it on their front and back, it's going to say versatile to most people. It's going to look, okay, they're versatile.
I don't think, like, people should honestly, like, label themselves a permanent label. I think they should just say what they're feeling for that moment, like what they want to do.
Well, I'm all, how about this? What I'm feeling for the moment, I'm feeling this permanently. Like, fucking, I don't want to get fucked, ever. I don't have the desire, the need, or the want. You know, that's, no, I'm... Like I say, I'm good. So what would it be if you get a person that approaches you that is extremely, and we're still talking about the verse top, and they said, if you get a really femme dude that says, oh, I'm a top, you going to let him top you?
A real femme dude that says he's a top?
Yeah.
I've had it happen. Not with person and nails done and everything like that. No, not that kind. But you know, he did, you know, have a little feminine type twist to him. But you know, it was all good though. Sexually.
So I mean, would you classify him still as a just straight top without the fem top? He's just a top.
Yeah, he's just a top. but he's a feminine top though.
See, you ain't. Oh my god!
But it makes it more clear, like, especially if you don't know the person, if they say femme top, you now you know what to expect, that they're feminine and they're a top.
Well, we got somebody in the chat room, NXA23. He states, I think people are just confused or don't want to own up to the fact that they are gay, because he's recently talked to a dude that says he's quote straight unquote. But with top a dude, then later on he puts his finger and diddle though in his ass. So what do you call that? I call that confused. Or call him a liar because he lied.
Yeah, that's confusing.
You know, what are you doing? That's like a person that sit up and say that they're straight I videos on XTube, and you know how sometimes all this shit's fucked up, but it's like, well, straight dude, you know, and I'm talking about the professional porn videos, I'm talking about some of these amateurs, or I met this straight dude, and he said, he's not straight, he's confused, or he's gay. He's, you know, I'm not going to sit up and then if he starts playing with his ass after a while you sucking his dick, that's a sign that he wants you to fuck him. You know what I'm saying? And that's like, even in some instances, what you going to say?
That's not necessarily true.
What's not true?
That is not necessarily
true. Because he's playing with his ass?
Right. Just because when he's sucking his dick and then he's playing with his ass, he may like touching his own asshole, but he doesn't like touching.
No. Hell no. No. You didn't hear me when I said this earlier, did you? I am a top. I don't like none of those things. I'm not going to give you the hint that I want my ass played with. None at all. You're not going to touch that area. I said you can grab the ass. I didn't say put your finger on my hole.
But that's kind of being contradictory, because that's like saying bottom jacking off. You know,
who contradicting? I don't contradict myself.
That's them touching their dick.
But
so.
who's contradicting?
It's a little bit contradictory.
But what? I never said anything. I just said I talked about the whole thing of bottom, so I wasn't contradicting myself, I'm sure. If a bottom is sitting up, if a bottom is sitting up and they're laying out jacking a dick, they're supposed to. That doesn't mean because they're bottom that they can't touch their dick.
But you just said, though, bottoms are labeled as they don't like the dick played with
alcohol. If you're going to tell me that I'm contradicting on my own show, make sure you listen to what I'm saying. I said there are some bottoms that don't, like when we said total bottoms, they will sit up and say things like, I don't want to be touched at all. I have met bottoms that are like that, that don't want to be touched. They don't want have their dick sucked. They don't want none of that. They just want to sit there and they just want to be a bottom. They don't want to have anything to do with what's going on in your head about putting your mouth on their dick. So they want it to be kept straight. In other words, they want to be, I guess, almost treated like a woman. I mean, to me, that'd be boring as hell. To sit up and deal with a bottom that does not want their dick stuff even touched. So what am I supposed to do aside from fucking you? If that's the case, I could have went and fucked a girl. At least I could have played with her titties or something. And that's different from playing with a dude's nipples. Point being made is that you're dealing with people like that that sits up and put all these different labels in addition to the ones that are already there. They make it more complicated. You know, they make the situation worse. What it is, you know, because like I said before, I got into a heated conversation with somebody and we were sitting up talking about it. He got upset. I was like, do you talk like you want to fight? It ain't that serious. Mm-hmm. Because he was hell bent. Excuse me. He was hell bent on upholding himself. He was a versatile top and wasn't nobody going to change that ever.
Wow.
Regardless of who he may have allowed himself to be free for to do, even if it's just a relationship. But one of the points that you made, I didn't say you contradicted yourself, you just said something, is that just say it, you do whatever you're feeling at the moment.
Right.
So at that particular moment in that relationship that you were with that person, you may have been the bottom at the time. Now, that's switching over to relationships. If you're in a relationship, let's say you're versatile,
mm-hmm.
and you're in a relationship
mm-hmm.
with a top,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be a bottom. Throughout the relationship, because you know, especially if you got a top that just never had any thoughts about switching, you're going to be the bottom in that relationship.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. So if you're versatile. I'm going to go ahead and change because I've seen and heard this happen before. The versatile is now he has the tendency of saying, well, I'm versatile and I want to have sex and I'm tired of being bottom all the time. And top says to him, well, I don't know what to tell you. You know, you knew what was up when you got in this boat.
Right.
You know, so why are you coming to me telling me this? Then it steps into the three-way thing. No, we're not doing that.
Yeah, that's the versatile person's fault, if anything, when it comes to that.
Is it the versatile person's fault?
Yeah.
Why is it their fault?
Actually, it's both their fault because they both got into the relationship knowing what each other is. You know, a versatile person is eventually going to, you know, become weak and then want to, you know.
Oh, you don't call them weak.
Become weak.
It's not called weak.
It happens to me before, like.
But it's not a weak thing. It's just your versatile tendencies. But when you get in a relationship, you're going to block that out. And my boy Bless logged to the chat room, like he said, no three-way. And what we talked about before in one of our episodes that said three-way, no way, no way. It's not going to happen.
I like
that. We're not going down that road. Now, you know what I'm saying? You were versatile. When you met me, you knew I was a top. Before we talked about being in a relationship, I was still a top. Nothing changed. The times that we sat up and had sex before we used to, you know, decided we were going to be in a relationship, you knew I was a top. We got together, you knew I was a top. So you should have branded. If I'm the only person, you already known that, hey, I'm going to be a part. There's no chance in hell that this is changing. You know what I'm saying? Because I've actually said it before. It said that I don't know if I could ever see myself dating a versatile person because I don't want to take that chance.
Right.
Of that question ever being asked or a problem being made. Do you stick to it or you don't?
Right.
Because I'll step and ask you, are you sure that you want to do this because you're versatile? So I know you're going to have those times when you're going to want to do it. You better get your fleshlight, get your toy or something, because you know you ain't doing nothing to me. Nothing. Not a thing. Not a thing.
I have to have both in a relationship. I just can't have one. Like,
well, I mean, even then, relationships, that whole top versatile. Who came up with this shit? That's all I want to know. I want to know the motherfucker that came up with this. There was somebody that sat up in their room after getting fucked. I'm pretty sure it was a top that did it, and a versatile and a bottom that did it. And after they switched up and did it that one time, they're like, "Damn it, wait, I can't lose this. I can't. I'm still a bottom. I got to stay part of the bottom clan. So I know I'm gonna just say I'm a versatile bottom. That's it. I'm gonna make up a new label. I'm a versatile bottom. So everybody else is like, hey, I'm gonna use the same thing he's using." You know, and then you go to a person, the same thing with top. He probably sat up there and always fucking and found this just perfect dick that he just thought would be great to try and take for the first time. And then he fell in love. Like, I don't want to be considered not a top anymore. So I think I'll call myself a versatile top. This is a great idea. I think I got it. Ain't no different than when the whites thought about what to call us. You know, they sat around thinking, oh, we're going to call them niggers.
But I claim you're so stupid.
I mean, what is that? Somebody said, people, we do it all the time. We sit up and think of some of the greatest shit, and some of us think of the most stupidest things, and some of us just don't think at all.
Right.
So I wonder who came up with this shit. If you know who did that, y'all let me know, and let me know where they live. I'm gonna find that motherfucker and hunt him down. The fuck? What made you come up with such a crazy thing? Crazy, 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 crazy. We're going to take one more break, people. And we're going to come back and go ahead and get started on our second segment. But before we go ahead and go, I want to read what Bless wrote in the chat room. He said, I believe that in a relationship, you should one or other verse dudes like myself can get messy at times and lose focus within a relationship. If you're a verse, play a role and play it well.
I agree.
Well said. Well said. You know, And in the sense, you got verse dudes that are together, then you know you're not going to have a problem because they're always going to switch it up and it'll go back. No, I said that may not go happen with you, but a typical versatile relationship, it's not going to be an argument as into who can do what and can't because they know that each other's versatile. They know that each other can be done.
But what if, like, this has happened to me?
That's a what if?
Yeah, one day. Like, both of us wanted to bottom, and another day, both of us wanted to top.
You motherfuckers better get a double-sided dildo and call it a day. you better make it happen. If Remy and Dre did it, I'm pretty sure you and yours can. You know, get her done. We'll go ahead and take this break, and we'll be back.
Uh-huh. all my niggas nuts. If I'm a loose fool, bitch, I get big bucks. Pockets on Bruce Bruce. Yeah, I talk that shit. Bitch, I got rich, bitch, I got toes. Welcome to the murder show. I am the motherfucking host. They call me Visa F. Baby, yes, I do the fucking most. I'm at they nose until they choke the garden smoke. I need a smoke way. All these bitches and niggas still hating. I used to be ballin', but now I'm Bill Gaten. Got a list full of problems, I tend to them later. Yeah, life is a bitch, but I appreciate them, man. All these bitches and niggas still hating. Yeah, I used to be ballin', but now I'm Bill Gaten. Got a list full of problems, I tend to them later. Yeah, life is a bitch, but I appreciate them, man. Yeah. Go dark as shade. I can't see them haters. Now eat these fucking bullets. Don't forget to tip the waiter. Dress like a skater. Ride on you like Shawn White. I'm high all day. You can call that shit a long flight. Every night's a long night. Every day's a holiday. I don't fuck with squares. Now do that mean I'm out of shape? Yes, I talk shit. Got to defecate to conversate. Easy fuck the world. Yeah, I fuck it till it ovulate. Get up to the crib, get in that pussy and just dominate. BZ F baby in the F is far finer case. Polo Ralph Lauren bitch, that's where my pajamas stay. Big tall glass of some shit you can't pronounce it, yeah. Boogers in the bezel of my watch with the vomit face. And still I do not give you motherfuckers the time of day. Pistol in your mouth, I cannot make out what you trying to say. And if they want to walk, then tell them motherfuckers bombs away. Man, all these bitches, yeah. And niggas still hating, man. I used to be ballin', yeah. But now I'm Bill Gaten. Got a list full of problems, yeah. I'll tell you some later. And life is a bitch, but I appreciate a man. All these bitches, yeah. And niggas still hating, man. I used to be ballin', yeah. But now I'm Bill Gaten. Got a list full of problems, yeah. I'll tell you some later, man. Life is a bitch, but I appreciate a let it breathe too. Just let it breathe to that. Young Lula, baby. Young Lula, baby. Young Lula, baby.
And we are back and ready for the second half of Rockefeller's Radio. Today's topic, we were talking about sexual preference, and the second, which was the first hour, which is, you know, kind of goes hand in hand with the next half, which is masculine versus feminine. And somebody had suggested the topic that was listening on one of the other shows on masculine versus feminine. Now, as long as everybody understands that these are topics and discussions that they go on within the gay community that I feel that I just think it'd be nice to talk about. We're all, you know, part of the LGBT community, you know, lesbians, gays, bisexual, transgender. You know, just don't take offense to it. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's just ways of just kind of digging deeper into it and looking at people's different perspectives or point of views. And hearing their thoughts on it. So let me ask Hoodie. And once again, number 347-826-7041. What kind of dudes do you like?
Well,
is it masculine?
I like all shapes,
feminine,
sizes,
in between.
All different types.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure you want to be? You sure don't want to be a little bit more clear on that?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you say that, I'm assuming you like trannies. I'm assuming you like drag queens. And meaning on a tip is the people that you would date that you have sex with.
I mean, I want to go as far as say transgender, but like I like big dudes, slim dudes.
Okay, I'm saying masculine and feminine.
Masculine and feminine. Masculine and feminine. Like I like both.
Okay, so you don't have a problem with them. I mean, what about like dudes that are like, look at me finna give another label for the for super femme queens, but yeah, femme queens. You know, you have the boys that like to do the painting nails, the French manicure, the purses.
There's a certain limit to feminism that I would go to. Like, I want to do the purse.
Yeah, so you have a limit.
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna say that there is a limit. There's a limit that you would only, that you prefer.
Right.
To deal with.
Right.
Which is?
Just, like, okay, you can wear tight clothes and stuff like that. That's fine. Just don't, I don't want to see you with makeup and nails done and high heels and stuff like that. And, you know, I can even deal with the ones that say, oh, girl, and it's like that. But
you can't deal with them?
I can deal with it. Oh, okay. I can actually deal with it. Because it's real funny to me. It's a new but, yeah.
That shit is funny as hell. I mean, I get a kick out of it. I'm not going to lie. I mean, there are times that, and I do this a lot because I have a good sense of humor. That, you know, people may sit up and see me joking. They'll be like, oh, Rock, I didn't know you talk. I said, no, I'm not. That's not me as a person. That's me being funny as hell. It's me being stupid. If I sit up and talk like, you know, how you see a lot of dudes that are maybe feminine, they sit and talk to each other, and they're like, girl, honey, girl.
It is funny.
It's like, you know, it's like they really get into it. Jason Pitts in the chat room said, this is something to think about. How come in the Black community, you rarely see two feminine dudes together. But in the white community, you see two white queens together, and they're happy as hell. But, I mean, they could be, like, good, what they call them, good,
what?
Good Judy. Not you know, good friends. But, I mean, I don't know. I actually.
I'm not trying.
I mean, are you meaning that the two feminine are together as a couple? Or maybe they're just hanging out together? Get back with me on that one. Bless said that he's in between. Femme, but masculine men get his juices flowing, but femme dudes can sometimes be so fucking sexy, so I'm assuming that is what that is. And that's true. From my perspective is that I'm not as picky as most tops. Like, I don't mind a masculine dude. I don't mind a dude that's in between. I don't mind a femme dude. You know what I'm saying? I've dated dudes that were like that. You know, they sit up and talk, and they sit and say, girl. It's not so much as how they are, but their character and their personality is what draws me in and that turns me on to them.
Right.
Because if it was about that, you know what I'm saying? Like, no thanks. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do it. I'm good. You know, if you are real stuck up and bitchy one, then of course I'm not going to deal with you. You know, but if you are a real cool, down to earth dude, and you have your ways, and you talk to your friends, oh, that's my sister, you know, and girl. And long as you don't come to me talking about when you get mad, talking about girl, who the fuck are you talking to?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's a point. You don't.
I agree.
Don't do that. Don't. That's why I set up and give you the opportunity to clean that shit up. I said, who you talk? What'd you just say? You know, and some people. We'll sit up and be like, you heard me. I'm like, no, I didn't. I'm trying to give you a chance. To me, that's disrespectful. You can talk to your friends like that, but don't address me as girl. Even if that's the way you talk, I get it. I understand. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm your boyfriend. Don't talk to me like that because you'd be having a fit if I sit up and call you bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's my thing with that. Jason Pitts got back and he said, yes, film white dudes as a couple. You see them all the time buying houses together on HGTV all the time. That's true. But I've seen Black dudes that are like kind of femme, but if there's always one in that relationship that's just a little bit more feminine than the other one. They like may walk around with their capris on and to my girl, honey, this, but they still, you know, do their thing. I mean, even with the masculine dudes, you see them walking around, but a lot of times you're not going to be able to tell that they are together or that they're a couple unless they tell you
right.
about what's going on with them. Sometimes you won't even be able to know unless you know them personally, right. You know. And I've seen situations like that. I had to sit up and ask. I'm like, I don't want to be rude, but are y'all two?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay.
Right. I've been asking, did he want to be a model? But I just want to make sure that, you know, y'all got something going on. Unfreely said, I hate that we don't see beyond sex and muscles to do it big like white boys. I mean,
I'm not gonna even lie, Caucasians, like, statistically, their relationships are a hell of a lot better than, like.
But that's because that's probably because what they're geared toward. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not so much as a color. It's not as a color issue. It's more on what a person wants out of a relationship. You have to, and it goes back to the whole thing with the relationships. When you get with somebody, you know, the goal is to try to be with them as long as you can. You know, the longer the relationship lasts, then you know that the love and feeling that you have between that person, no matter how masculine they are or how feminine they are, the goal and the key is to continue to have a successful bond with that person that you said that you love. Hopefully it wasn't for the sex. And not get, you know, out of tune with it, because you'll see a dude, so you have a masculine dude and a femme dude dating,
mm-hmm.
which is not something odd. Most of the time, that's how it is.
Right.
There are a lot of dudes that are into it. You have dudes that are into only trans genders or drag queens. You know, there are a lot of artists out there that are, you know, into a lot of transsexuals and drag queens. You have other porn stars that may have performed with transsexuals and stuff like that. And, you know, it's not so much as to try to beat a person up because of what they choose to do, because that's what they like. Even if you probably wouldn't expect it, you know, because like Bless mentioned earlier, like, you know, he's in between, but he's a cool ass person. You know, that would be someone that, you know, you wouldn't be embarrassed to go out in public with. Now, one thing I don't like, that gets under, it really grinds my gears, is if you're out in public, you know, and you get the person that you're with, you already know that they got a little film. You're welcome, Bless. If you already know that they're film, but they just kind of start queening out. It's like a fucking transformer. It's like
smoking in the streets.
Well, yeah. You know, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing that? You know, I'll just be like,
put your hands down.
I'll sit there looking, you know, you got a hat on, you pull the hat down on your face. I'm like, oh my God. And they're like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, why are you doing that? Doing what? All this twirling, and why is that? I mean, I love you for you, but you don't have to put on a show for the world.
The money that you get. Out for no reason.
Be out, but don't be on fire. You know what I'm saying? That old flamboyant, just popping and walking down the street. You know, because I've seen this at many prides. You know, I'm gonna let some of you guys out there know that is film. That one of the things that could be a turnoff when you're trying to get another guy's attention that you may be attracted to, he might have been watching you, and you don't even know it. But then you had a fire lit under your ass, and you just went to super queen mode.
And he turned them off.
And it completely turns them off. You may not even be like that all the time. But for the simple fact that you went into extreme super queen. You know what I'm saying? You had a fire burning around you and shit, and RuPaul music started playing in the back. You know, it's raining, man, and you just going in, and he's just like mouth open and everything.
He's like, yeah.
it's crazy. I'm just reading the stuff that's in a BG Gang James in the chat room said it's a huge turnoff when they go into super queen mode. It is a complete turnoff. Like I said, I don't have a problem. Let all the girls in the world know that I don't have a problem with anybody. I don't have a problem with the dudes that, and I say this, I don't have a problem with the dudes that go on camp purses, but I may not date you. I'm not going to be the type to sit up and say, hey, yeah, that's our relationship, because that's just not what I'm into. But I'm going to sit to you with the same respect as I do the other person. But, you know, masculine dudes, you ain't got to worry about them going to no super queen mode unless they're undercover.
Okay, I've seen it happen.
And which does happen. You get a dude that, you know, and they just as hard as they want to be.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, y'all go to the club together, and that song come on. Oh, girl, that's my song. Oh, my God, what happened? I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I didn't see seen some other porn models do that. It's like, you know, they give you all this masculine stuff, and then, and I'm going to touch more on that, they give you all this masculine stuff, you know, on the camera, and when they don't think that you're looking, I know y'all always watching. You know, your fans and supporters, y'all see every fucking thing. And sometimes you're just nice enough not to say nothing about it. But some of you all are so fucking cutthroat. Y'all put that shit on Facebook and Twitter. And I've seen some of them, I sit and see them on film, and they come out in a club, and they're just twirling and prancing. I'm like, are you serious? And you let...
popping that gun.
What, girl? Jay Seddon and shit, which I like to watch. I like to watch the Jay Seddon. You know, that's fun. It's hot.
I think it's sexy.
Yeah, but it really comes out. That's like a super queen mode.
Yeah.
Even though it's and some of them not as queenier, but some of them do it. And like, for instance, with the fans, with the popping the head and the twisting the neck and flipping hair that you don't have, it's like, why are you twitching your neck at me like that? You know what I'm saying? Let me see what Bless. I'm trying to look and keep in the chat room. I've really said a man should look, walk, and talk like a man. I can't and won't go out in public with someone with skinny jeans on at the age of 40.
Mm. Okay, yeah, that's a problem.
Don't, with the age of 40, not going to happen. Well, I mean, you dress as what makes you comfortable, although you may have people that don't look their age. But yeah, I kind of feel where you're coming from. You know, you dress appropriately, you know what I'm saying? I would feel bothered, you know, if at the 40 of age person I'm with starts popping out. But like, where the fuck are you going? Where are you going?
Well, you're trying to impress.
Not even that. At 20 fucking years old, where are you going in fucking skinny jeans?
To a club.
And a V-neck. What the fuck?
Not a
club? I don't think so. That's not going to happen, you know.
With the glass.
Mr. Anthony Bryan said, I think some of them do it because they think that it pulls trade.
It does. I'm not gonna lie.
Fuck Trey. What the fuck? I'm telling you, and I've heard that name before. Of course, I get called it, but I don't.
It does. It's not even a lie. It's like a lot of dudes do like actually real feminine. Like, they can pass for girls.
I'm not gonna say that a lot of dudes. I mean, there may be some out there that like femboys, but I'm saying it's just looking at both sides, the masculine and the feminine. You know, it's like, okay, I get it. So you're going to work that hard to impress somebody? See, that's how you get a fucked up relationship. That's how your ass end up getting home with somebody. They fuck you and they leave. You don't want to deal with you. Now you got your feelings hurt because you want to prance around and morph into Super Queen, fucking Power Ranger. You know, what the fuck? Go, Femo Ranger. What the fuck?
Yeah,
what the hell? It makes no sense. And then, see, James said, what about dudes who dress up in Tim's and do-rags, and when Beyonce's song comes on the club, they turn to huge queens? I want to smack the shit out of them.
I hate that. That always happens. Every time it's a club, that happens.
Instead of it. What are you going to do? What happened? You were standing at the bar leaning. You had your drink in hand.
And I was interested.
And all this motherfucker pumped out.
They know
dropped
the whole
drink,
song.
Hands like, went up in the air. They twitching all around. And then, wait a minute, not only that. Once they step on the dance floor, 20 other motherfuckers come out of nowhere.
Right.
And they got this whole dance line going on. What the fuck? Are these the cabarets? I mean,
booty popping.
You know, they just, and they all doing the same thing. Bless, he said, I love a masculine man that bends over. Well, maybe he bends over just dancing, but I hope he's not, you know, doing too much in the club. I mean, it's all the perception that's given, and it's almost like an illusion, because you don't know. If you're going to the club just to party and dance, then, hey, do your thing, whatever. You don't give a fuck what nobody thinks. Do your thing. I'm not a judging person. I'm going to say what the fuck I feel. I'm going to say what I'm into and what I'm not into. You know, you could be a hot masculine dude that's in a club, and you may have a little feminine going on with you because you're masculine, but then your little bit feminine side comes out. But then a Beyonce or Rihanna track come on, and then you transform to the super queen. I don't know, because you're going to confuse me. I'm going to be like, okay, wait a minute now, because I'm trying to decide on what I like, but this motherfucker is busting my head. You know, I don't know how much more of it I can take.
I agree.
Let's see. He said, the statement, not everyone was born with an uber-masculine personality. Me being one of them, some dudes are just soft-natured or whatnot and are labeled as femme because they don't feel the need to spit every Lil Wayne verse or work on sagging. I agree. I don't, and I'm going to say this on my behalf. I know that you're talking about other people that's in the chat room at NAX23, is that it's good to have a variety of different people. Because that's what makes us different. That's what makes you unique. What I do makes me different and unique. What you do makes you different and unique. What Hoodie does makes him different and unique. Everybody is created differently as far as their personality. So you don't have to worry about that. You know, ain't nothing wrong with you being soft. I mean, that's good. You're supposed to have passive and aggressive people. I mean, yin would be nothing without yang. Up would be nothing without down. You know, left would be nothing without right. It'd just be a fucking circle. You know, so there's nothing wrong with being masculine and or feminine. You know what I'm saying? Or even the dudes that are in between. Let me go back up. See, I made a Jason Pitts wants to know what the hell is trade. Basically, it's a masculine, thuggish dude, looking dude. That
you never know is dead.
Even in the fucking, and nowadays in fucking 2012, I think even if they knew they were gay, they're still gonna call the dude trade because for the simple fact that he is not the same as they are. He's not femme. He's not in between. He's just a straight up masculine dude, you know. and then I'm really sad, but they got to think they're Beyonce. You get a lot of them do think they're Beyonce. It's right. Can't you just be yourself? You know, why you got to think you're somebody else? And then Umph really said trade equals trick.
That's
for
the most part true.
Were you a trade at one time? Excuse me. But, yeah.
But, I mean,
you know, in some cities, you took too long. A delayed response is always bad.
Okay.
See, then you didn't finish it. You can't even explain yourself. But if a person sits up and they can they're talked to about this trade, because a dude is not going to call himself trade. It's going to be someone else that's looking at the dude that's going to call him trade. Because, see, I'm not going to call myself that. I'm going to call myself Rock. I'm a nigga. I'm a dude. You know, my man. So, like I said, it's not going to be us that calls ourselves trade. It's going to be those people that are looking at us that may call us that. But we'll look at them like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I guess, you know, like Bless said that, I've already said trade, sex for money.
Not true.
I don't know. I mean,
it's not true.
It's like I said, depends on what city you're in, because here in St. Louis, it's a different terminology for it. Then let's see. Bless said, so what does femme mean? I mean, femme is just it's self-explanatory. You got a femme dude, meaning they have the feminine side of them is more exposed than the masculine side of them. The things that they do is more femme, like the way that they walk, the way they talk, the bent wrists all the time. When they're talking to addressing other boys that are on the same level, it's girl this or honey that. You know, even dudes that are in between may talk like that, but they don't talk like that all the time. You know, they kind of switch up, or it's not well known to them, like the type of person that they are. It's not a problem being that way. I'm going to keep stressing that through the rest of the show. It's not a problem being femme. It's just about masculinity versus femininity. What do you like? What's your preference? Do you like masculine boys? Do you like feminine men? Do you like masculine men? Do you like in between? Do you like drag queens or transsexuals? There's a lot of drag queens that are out here that do performances. That's the only time that they dress up. But when they're not, they're the most masculine dudes that you will meet, because what they do as a profession is dress up as in a drag, right, for a show. Was it just a show? Especially they walk around that shit all day. Was that really just a show, or are you really feeling it? You know, a lot of people. And really made a point that a lot of them do call themselves girl. I remember someone I had dated that used to do that all the time. And I used to do that, too, just to fuck with them. Because it was funny. It's like Hoodie said earlier, you know, you do it in a joke. It's amusing to me. because, you know what I'm saying, we were talking, and then, you know, he said something. He said, you know, oh, you don't talk about that. You know, I'm a lady. I was like, well, I'm like, girl, you need to sit your ass down, little girl. But I'm smiling and laughing, and, you know, but at the end of the day, I'm like, you're not a girl. You got a dick between your legs. You're not a girl. You're a dude. Okay. I'm looking at K9 Boy said, I like a guy in between. The perfect mix is sexy to me. Then, well, it's stacking up in here. James said, Rock, when you hitting it, do you prefer the dude to moan like a man or more like a woman?
A man.
You know what? I don't care as long as you don't get like crazy with it. Don't completely change your voice. You know, like, because I know how you sound, but then if you completely change your voice in the middle of the sex, like, you're like, yeah, nigga, then, wait a minute, what happened? What, are you losing your voice? Are you getting hoarse on me? You know, let me know if we need to stop, you know, because there was a movie, a scene that I had did.
Oh, I remember that scene.
That was an actual Raw Digging at One. And I had to finish it. I mean, I didn't want to just stop. I mean, I was going to get a pillow and put over his mouth. Some people liked it. Some people didn't. They didn't like the dude was, you know, yelling and screaming. He was like, Jeff, fuck me, Rock. I'm like, okay, I'm doing it, but you don't have to keep yelling at me. You know what I'm saying? Not like that.
He's a cheerleader.
Yeah, I mean, he was doing a lot. Some people didn't like it. They said they had to mute it because he was talking, so, you know, he was screaming. And other people said they liked it. They enjoyed it, you know.
It just depends on who.
James said it drove him out of his mind. He said it drove him crazy. But, I mean, I'm pretty going to talk about when Rock hit and he likes for them to start singing Beyonce Girls from the Royal. Ha, 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 my ass. I wish they would start singing anything when I'm doing something. The only thing you'd be singing is Mary Had a Little Lamb and Call It a Day. And then he can say, you nutted a lot, you liked it. You gotta do it. My liking this doesn't decide how much I come, sir. That's just what happens. So, what else you got? NX23 said, came out, he said, sounded almost exactly like, dude, I'm dying. Oh, yeah, I guess maybe he was dying through that, but he enjoyed it. So, I actually think I saw him in another movie, but I don't recall if he was screaming as much as he used to. I don't remember.
Yeah, he toned out on the screaming.
Did he?
Yeah.
There's a lot of porn stars that do that, toned down on him. Some of the porn stars out there, some of y'all, I know y'all are in chat room. If you want to call, once again, 347-826-7041. I know that y'all see that you look at a lot of porn stars or adult film models, because everybody that thinks they're a porn star is not actually a porn star, but that's my personal opinion, is that what are you all thinking when you look at these movies and wondering about these guys? Do you think that most of them are putting on a front like on film because you may know them personally? And then when you see them, do you ever say anything to them about it? Or do you wonder when you see them in person? Because I'm going to tell you, I know a lot of them. And I'm not there to, you know, bust anybody out. But, you know, my thing is, it's like I tell a lot of guys that come on Rockefellers, is be who you are. But if you're going to be on film, try not to be, you know, too much overboard with who you are, especially if you got a little feminine to you, because some people do like to see that. And I try to make stuff that people like watching on both ends. Not say you want to catch any drag queens in any of my films or trannies. I can't do that, you know, but try to do it where it's interesting. So we're going to take another break, and when we come back, I want to find out from you all if, you know, there are people that you may know or see in the industry that you think may have a feminine side to you, or something that you think that they may be hiding. They may just be on camera being masculine, but in person they're really feminine, or vice versa. So we'll be back after this. You want to call in 347-826-7041. Talk to me.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, Polo. I ain't ready for this.
Hey, girl. Hey, you the business. So what's the business? Don't be shy. cause you too fine to be single out your girl.
He at home, but he done fucked up. I scooped this girl up, and what I'm about to do, he'll feel I did him wrong. Cause I'm about to have a menage a trois with his lady and some freaks at the bar who like fucking with us all. I told her,
sometimes it's like that's the first song I put on when I'm starting and getting on a thing. Real quick, before I jump into the other things, I'm going to let y'all know that, men, there's nothing wrong with wearing makeup. And I'm going to clarify when I say that, because when you look at people, actors, male actors that are movies, there's no motherfucker that gets into a movie that doesn't put on makeup. There's not one motherfucker that gets on the cover of a magazine that doesn't put on makeup. I have used makeup. Now, I'm not saying I sit up here and put on a eyeshadow and eyeliner. I don't do all that stuff. But I may put on, I guess it's foundation or something. Something that they call a little cream that helps, you know, with the toning and smoothing out your face or what have you. There's nothing wrong with that. So all those guys that think it's a problem, there's nothing wrong with putting on a little makeup and helping with your complexion, especially if you're going to be in front of a bunch of cameras and stuff like that. You want to try to come off as presentable as possible. And I think that's something that you have to do. And there was only a couple times when I went out to an appearance that I did that I know I did it for the Cyber Socket Awards, and I think I did it for my photo shoot, one of my photo shoots, a couple years back. But I want to go back up to something that was when we were talking about. I asked a question about, you know, do people think there are porn stars in the industry or adult film models in the industry that they think that are feminine? They put on one role on the screen, but outside of that, that they are. And again, everybody that's listening, I wanted to let you know that's not directed toward anybody or to mean anything, you know, to adult film stars. As adult film stars, our names can be mentioned in anything. We put ourselves out there, so we gotta, you know, we gotta know that people are gonna say things and criticize us both negatively and positively. So we just gotta be ready for it. But somebody made the comment. I'm trying to scroll up here. Someone made the comment that they personally love Hot Rod and think he is good at what he does. He loves hearing him moan and getting fucked, and he puts it down whenever he's given a dick. But another person that says that he's not as masculine. I won't read everything else, but Hot Rod is a
sexy.
He's very attractive. I can't, you know, he's someone I talk to a lot. You know, whenever he comes to St. Louis, you know, he speaks and says, "Hey, what's up? He's here." Or there's certain events that we go to. I always invite him because he did do some movies with Rockefeller's Entertainment. We've worked together a couple times, so I always invite him out to events. But he does have that, and I'm pretty sure he knows that style about him, that it comes out as not masculine, but maybe in between. Because I say in between because of what he does on camera and then what he does outside in his personal life. Somebody had said on thing, they said, back on topic, I must say Sarge threw me for a loop when he did that video with Big Dick Bitch. Wow. Well, I mean,
like
what's it like? Hey, you know, everybody, Jesus, why we had to go there?
I honestly didn't watch it because.
Well, I watched it. I'm not gonna say I watched the whole thing. I skipped through it, you know, because I had to actually look at it to see that was actually happening or what was going on, and I didn't know what people were talking about. But that's, you know, that's a trend. That's a, I don't know, is that a tranny?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a tranny that he was performing with. So even in porn, you still have some choice as far as who you want to perform with. You know, you get to choose. I say with me, and I'm going to say this again, it's never been about the money. So I don't give a damn what you want to pay me to do anything with anybody. Me, Rock Rockefeller, you can't pay me anything to do what I don't do. You know, it's not going to happen. So if I'm not into trannies, that's not going to happen. You will see me in a straight flick before you catch me doing anything with a tranny. You know what I'm saying? On or off film. Just not going to happen. I remember back in the day, you know, me coming out, I've ran into dudes that were like that. You know, I knew this dude. He was just so sexy as a dude. And then he turned to a woman. He's just as beautiful then. You know, and I actually said, now this motherfucker here, I would date this bitch because he was hot as hell, you know, just flawless, you know. But y'all are really doing this in on this this thing. But that was the main thing is getting to the thing about masculine versus feminine, so everybody kind of understands that it's good that we have variety and going through those things. Wow, you guys are going in the chat room. So we're going to go ahead and, you know, I want to let the people know what you all are talking about in the chat room so that we'll probably get more stuff to talk about because it's leading from what we're talking about to that. I don't know. NX23, I don't know who you're talking about. You said then he went and ate a fish on Thug Bait while he was getting plumped.
Talking about Sarge.
Oh, he's talking about Sarge. Okay. That really, yeah, I'm not going to sit up here and beat that man up on my show today. Come on now. Be nice. It was a big disappointment. Just disappointments that happen all the time. Really said, do porn stars have to take a pill? You're not attracted to everyone, but you still have to perform. Well, you don't have to. You don't have to perform because if a person's not attracted, if you're not attracted to them, me as a director and an adult film star, I would prefer you tell me that you're not attracted to them, then I won't put you in that situation, because then we're going to have a problem. You know, sometimes it's taken, and I've done it, to just give that insurance that you're not going to have any problems. Not saying that you can't get hard, you just want to make sure that you do. And then you're not, and again, you're not forced to do anything. Somebody made a comment in the chat room and said Thugzilla seems to be an overbearing film in real life. I don't know. I don't know. I can't say. I've met him a couple times in the club. You know, we shook hands and, you know, we went our opposite ways and stuff. So I can't really say that. You would have to know a person personally to be able to know how they are as a person. You know, I know for sure that anybody that knows me, that have hung out with me or that have met me, knows there's not 1 ounce of feminine. If it is, it's because I like to put on fucking lotion, deodorant, and powder and always smell good. If that's a feminine thing, then I'm guilty as hell. Because I remember, you know, back in the days that, you know, I used to, and still do, still keep, I like to smell good, you know, putting on lotion and baby oil. I just like to make sure that, you know, my body looks and smells good. So, y'all, they are going into this chat room.
That is funny as shit.
And somebody said that you can't pay me to believe that such and such ain't a power bottom off cam. Somebody going to leak his scene where he getting fucked by a massive dick. I'm assuming that's what it is because it's all blacked out. Yeah, I mean, things that go on these days, you'd be surprised what goes on in the. So, I mean, Clifford, you know, I talk a lot on my movies. Not extreme lot, but a lot of times when I do that, it's just to get the people that are watching, allow them to get close to the model that they're going to be watching, just to kind of know their personality and who they are. So that's one of the reasons why I know that I talk a lot. Right. And I don't. I mean, some people say I do, and then again, some people say I don't. But I guess some of y'all people in the chat room, I mean, while y'all in here, why don't y'all tell me real quick, like, what do you prefer, masculine or feminine or in between, and why? You know, if you prefer masculine, then why is it just masculine? Why don't you like feminine or in between dudes? If you prefer just feminine, why don't you like, you know, masculine dudes or in between?
No.
What do you say?
Fags, don't say that.
I'm trying to change the subject because Clifford just going in.
OMG, not fags. I'm so tweeting that.
I'm not tweeting that. I'm not even retweeting that. It is ain't just saying. And he said, talking sexy, it turns me on. Make your booty itch. If your booty is itching, there's something wrong. It shouldn't be itching. Maybe getting wet, but not getting itching. Bless said his favorite is in between because we have something to talk about. We think the same wavelength. It's a turn on. So you have a problem with masculine dudes, Bless? Is that what you're saying? and said, I can't, damn. And he said, and thank you. He said that, Rock, your commentary on film is cool. Zilla runs out. Gotcha. I'm sorry. I just had to say that. I mean, thanks for the love. It just, when you said that, I'm like, oh, wow, for real? In between. I'm not in between. He said, I'm not understanding Clifford Brennan. He said, T, to have to overdo yourself on camera. Well, I think that's a compliment. James said, I love a masculine nigga all day, which is cool. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, now, James, do you have something against dudes that are in between a feminine? Dwayne Mathis said, because I'm in between, I don't like nor talk to dudes more feminine than me, which is understandable because a lot of people sit up and say that they can't be in a relationship with somebody that's more
feminine
or more woman than they are.
But
which makes sense. Because it's almost like at that point you got two femme deuces together. It's like you're like lesbians. Now you're just bumping pussies.
No,
Which brings us to the next thing. When boys call their ass boy pussy.
Or bussy.
Or badussy. No, I'm sorry. It's not a boy pussy.
That male tuna.
It's an ass. It's a booty. Male tuna just sounds nasty. Now you smell like piss.
You gotta get that set out.
You
man.
Need to get some help. I don't. Okay, bussy and stuff like that. But when you talk about boy pussy, it just I don't know. It kind of counters each other because you're saying boy pussy, but you don't really have a pussy because you don't have a coochie. You don't have a vagina because that's what a pussy is—a vagina.
Right.
Girls have it.
Of course.
But boys don't.
I would hope so.
No, I don't. I may sit up. I may be sitting up fucking and then hear a person say, hey, you like that boy pussy? But in the back of my head, I'm like, why would you sit up and ask me something like that? I don't want to hear that. But I know what it means. I call it ass. You know what I'm saying? I don't say the fucking, I'm going to fuck that ass. And then you ask me, you like that ass, unless you somebody that's like, you, yeah, fuck that boy pussy. I'm like, and sometimes I get quiet. I'm like, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So.
Yeah, we.
That's what we're doing.
We like that. Mm-hmm. Keep on moving. Pass it on. They said, oh, my God, call it what it is.
But
an ass. One dude told me I had some good pussy, and I got dressed and left. See, I feel you on that. First of all, I would never sit up and say that, because that's not what it is. And it may show that he's got some insecurities within himself because he's trying to imagine that it's something else that it's not, you know. And, two dudes that are femme and fucking each other, they're bumping pussies. It's just a big turnoff to me to see two femme dudes fucking each other. Blessed, but still at the same time, it's like, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. If you're in front of me, I'm keep doing what I'm doing. I'm not gonna stop because you said you like this boy pussy. I'm gonna be like, yeah, I'm gonna just keep on beating it up. But at the same time, in my head, I'm going to be like, this nigga, it's an ass. Okay, I don't give a fuck what you call it. It's still a booty. It's an ass. I don't care how short term. But you gonna keep saying it. But you know what? That means I'm gonna have to start fucking harder just to make you start screaming and stop asking me so many fucking questions.
That's so stupid.
Don't be asking all these damn questions while we having sex. And Explorer said, please call it an ass. I can't take it if my ass is called a pussy. Because it's not. And I feel you on that. It is not. Call it what it is. I mean, you don't see them calling your dick nothing else besides a dick. I mean, besides a cock.
And that's like threatening your masculinity for.
Yeah, it is. Give me that cock. Put that big black cock in me. I'm like, really?
I hate that word.
You got a chicken around here somewhere? I'll give you that cock.
Suck that cock. Oh, yeah, that cock is great.
You said, yuck, I hate cock. I call it something else. I hate the word cock. It's crazy. And you know what's funny? Because you won't hear a lot of, and not to sound racist, but you won't hear a lot of black people talking like that.
Right.
To where it's seven, yeah, seven. It's we just don't do it. It's like suck my dick. And it's weird because even though it is a penis, it's like, I want you to put your penis in my mouth. What? The penis is small. I don't have a penis. I have a dick.
Oh, no, you did not say a penis. A penis is a penis.
A penis sounds like penis. Penile.
Now, if you say a wiener.
Puny. Wiener.
A wiener or a wiener.
You have a big wiener. You can still make that sound good.
No, you can't. That sounds gross.
He said, yes, do it harder. Floor Rock about to start something. Being an animal science major, I automatically think of a chicken. Yeah, I do too. Cock-a-doodle-fucking-do. Fuck, I start thinking of Looney Tunes. Like, cock, wait, let me go in my kitchen. I got one for you. It's frozen, but I'll get it. It's hard, but it may not be the one you want. Clifford says, suck my cock. LOL, that fucking sounds so proper. Give me
I like that. Dang-a-lang,
give me a minute. I'll go into the kitchen, fry it up real quick, and come back in the room and be like, here you go. What's this? This is the cock that you wanted. You said, give you my cock, so here you go.
That's awesome.
He didn't say suck my dick. He wants you to suck his cock, but I want you to suck my dick. He's got a penis. He's got a cock and I got a dick. Which one you want?
Oh,
cock, dick, or penis? What's your choice? We're going to serve it up raw. Whatever one it is, we're going to serve it raw. Explorer said that I can't stand cock. I would stop sucking your dick if you tell me to suck your cock. You imagine sit up there, and then you sit up there, and you have Explorer. He's sucking your dick, like, yeah.
Oh,
my
God.
Suck my cock. He's like, oh. Then why'd you stop? You said, I don't suck cock.
You said the tap out word.
Like, I'm done. That's it. I'm finished. We're not doing this. You're going to make it work. You're going to make it work alone.
Y'all stay bashing that man.
Y'all are really, yeah. Rock has a dick. But I'm not reading that.
Can I read it?
Read it. I don't care.
It says, Rock has a dick, but Thugzilla has a cock. Wow.
Y'all are not going to be sitting up here talking about people like that.
He's going to come and, like, really get y'all.
That's not
He's
like
gonna
that.
He's going to come after y'all on his hit list. Watch.
Y'all cannot sit here. I told y'all we're not going to be talking about people. Y'all are not allowed to talk about people. We're not going to sit up and bash. You won't say it because the name's in there. Next show, Does Size Matter? Yeah, that sounds like a good topic. I think I'll put that on the list. Who cares? We have, right, we all have dicks, okay? That's what it is at the end of the day. Y'all stay tuned. Stay in the chat room. We're going to be back. Go ahead, and we're going to talk about the, I'm going to let y'all hear about the event that's coming up that I'm going to be part of, myself and Hoodie and a bunch of other Rockefeller's models that are coming up, and then I'm going to play another track for y'all, and then we'll be back after this break.
What's up, everybody? This your boy, Rock. As I always start, I just want to come and let you know that Pride, Inception Pride in North Carolina, Fayetteville, has already been set and planned. Come on out, hang out, kick it with us. The whole weekend has been planned by the Inception crew from Thursday all the way up until Sunday, probably even Monday morning. You got to come hang out with me and the other Rockefellers, Hoodie LeVay, Chai Kid, Big Red, Mikhail Race. We're even going to have some new people, Stacks, that's going to be hanging out with us. We definitely got some more new models that's going to be hanging out with us. Inception definitely has a weekend planned out. There's an ultimate wet pool party going on, as well as a best body contest. They're also going to have an all-comedy show, a pajama jammy jam, an all-white throwback party. That's going to be something you definitely got to check out. There's even going to be an all-night party. Party dedicated to the Rockefeller's Entertainment Crew, which is going to take place on Saturday night, starting at 11 p.m. to 4 a.m., and it's called the Exit to Eden Mega Party. That's right, dedicated only to one and only Rockefeller's Entertainment, but that doesn't end the weekend. It's also kickoff into Sunday. So we're going to be there. Want to make sure you be there. Make sure you check out the website. That's www.owt-rage-us.com. That is outrageus.com. Make sure you put in the dashes or the hyphens, however you want to call it. Check out the information on the Inception kickoff ball, the Eagles war ball, the event passes. Make sure you check that out to find out what the prices are, because you're going to have to come out and kick it with us. And if you don't know where you stand, I'll tell you where I'm going to be at. I'm going to be at the Embassy Hotel. I'm checking this out right now. From looking at the website, they got all kind of stuff on here. The rooms is going to be high. They got fucking swimming pool. They even have a party bus. So when you come, you're definitely going to have a way to get around. So make sure you check it out. Come and show Rockefeller's Entertainment some love. There's going to be DVD giveaways and all kind of shit. So the best way to do it, remember, August 23rd through August 25th, Inception Pride, Fayetteville, North Carolina. Be there.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Girl, we run this mother. get back to business. See, you better not play me. I'm talking, baby. Hope you do like me if you pay me.
My persuasion can build a nation. In this power, our love we can devour.
You'll do anything for me.
Chat room, and y'all are going in on here, of course. Just overall, everything that we talked about today on today's show with the sexual preference and understanding, we know that the preference is still going to be around. We know that people are going to still come up with different labels and stuff like that, and we know that the labeling is not going to change. So continue doing what you do. Regardless of what somebody else may say, the whole purpose of doing it is just for me to sit up and get some feedback, talk about it, let it out, let people know it's known. Labels are labels. There's always going to be versatile tops. There's always going to be versatile bottoms. There's going to be femme tops. There's going to be femme bottoms, I'm pretty sure. But I just wanted to, you know, talk about that. You know, just so you all can feel comfortable and know that, okay, this is something that what people talk about, it's what they feel, and that it's okay. Just be who you are. Second thing, between the masculine and feminine, everybody has a type. Everybody has a specific type of people that they like to date, that they like to hang with as friends. Me as a person, because the other person's a human being as well, it doesn't matter. Masculine, in between, you know, or femme, long as you're not walking around with a person stuff, the thing is that you are a dude. You're still a dude, no matter how you may act or your personality, you're still a dude. That's the whole point of being bisexual, homosexual, or transsexual. You still like dudes, no matter what the characteristic of that person is. So try not to be too much into judging somebody. I mean, you feel what you feel, and you do what you do, but just keep in mind that we all make a choice on how we want to be displayed. You know, if you are a masculine dude, nobody's going to beat you up because you are into in-between or femme dudes. You know, femme dudes more than likely, are going to be into a masculine dude because they want to have that manly type feeling of somebody being in the life with them, and they want to have that more passive side. Within that, I want to start off and saying that I definitely appreciate everybody that had tuned in to today's show. We had a lot of interesting comments, suggestions, a lot of closet people that was a lot of people digging in the closet, pulling out their talking about people in this chat room. Y'all got to behave. Funny as hell, but you got to behave. Be who you are. Don't change for nobody. It's like I said before, it's just a topic that we discussed. If you film, stay film. If you're in between, stay in between. Don't let the actions or the words, the comments or opinions of anybody else change who you are. If you see me out, I told you I'm going to like you and love you for who you are as a person. If you try to put on a front, I'm going to probably see it and not probably want to fuck with you too much because you're trying to be somebody else. So with that in mind, once again, I appreciate everybody tuning into Rockefeller's Radio. Today's segment was about sexual preference and masculine versus feminine. Tune into the next show. We're going to be starting back on Wednesday, which is next week at 7 p.m. to 9. Also got another show on Thursday and Friday as well, so I'm going to be trying to do it like that. But until next time, I want to say thank you, and I love y'all for showing me so much love and support. Make sure that you also, if you're interested in buying any Rockefeller's entertainment DVDs, you know that you can get them from thugmart.com. That's thugmart.com. And if you go into the site, click on Rockefeller's under Studios, and then you will be able to see all the DVDs from Rockefeller's Entertainment, including the most recent release, 7-Up Raw, starring Hoodie LaVey, Geno Hunter, myself, Protege, Damon Cass. Check it out, thugmore.com. Also, you people that are AEBN lovers, you can also catch our Rockefeller's Entertainment DVDs on AEBN.com. That's AEBN.com. I'm saying this to the people that like to pay for the porn, not the ones that sit up and steal it and try to get it from my visitor and stuff like that. So I definitely appreciate the love. Y'all stay tuned for the next episode Wednesday. Tune in at 7 p.m. Of course, check out my Twitter. Follow me at Rockefellers at Twitter.com. Facebook, Rock Rockefeller. Thanks for the love, and I love y'all.
Kush roll, glass full, I prefer the better things. Niggas with no money act like money isn't everything. I'm having a good time, they just trying to ruin it. Shout out to the fact that I'm the youngest nigga doing it. Cap on, brim bent, Denzel every time. She ain't trying to pop that shit for pimp, okay, well, never mind. I tried to told you Drizzy still ain't nothing nice. Bracelet saying you should quit, card saying fuck your life. Okay, now we out of here, toodles to you bitches. And if you dolled up, I got the voodoo for you bitches. Yeah, I'm busy getting rich, I don't want trouble. I made enough for two niggas, boy, stunt double. Famous like a drug that I've taken too much of, but I never ever trip, just peace, happiness, and love. I got money in these jeans, so they fit me kinda snug. Plus the game is in my pocket, nigga, this is what I do. I'm about whatever, man, fuck what they be talking about. Their opinion doesn't count, we the only thing that matters. Oh, so we do it how we do it. All up in your face, man, I hate to put you through it. I be up all night, whole crew's in here, cause I don't really know who I'ma lose this year. Oh, man, I love my team, man, I love my team. I would die for them niggas.
I got that kind of money, make a broke bitch bitter. I got that kind of, wait, fixate. Which bitch you know made a million off a mixtape? That was just a keepsake. Was the president, the Louis presidential briefcase. Never been the cheapskate. We got the Hawks, I ain't talking about the peach state. Man, for Pete's sake, grab that sweet steak. Fuck I look like, ho? I look like yes, and you look like no. In the mixed breed on the diet, but I'm doing donuts in a 6-speed. M6 in front of M2. I see a lot of rap bitches on the menu, but I collect 100,000 at the venue and pop bottles with my team. Young money to the
I'm about me. Whatever, man. Fuck what they be talking about. Their opinion doesn't count. We the only thing that matters. Oh, so we do it how we do it. All up in the face, man. I hate to put you through it. I be up all night. Cruising here, cause I don't really know who I'ma lose this year. Oh, man, I love my team, man, I love my team. I would die for them niggas. Oh.
I mean, we can't even rock them shoes if it don't got a comma on the price tag, you know. I mean, but then again, who looks at the price tag, you know?
Oh, yeah, we in this bitch. I'm about whatever, man. Fuck what they be talking about. Their opinion doesn't count. We the only thing.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.